JFM's Fergal Darcy.
Codeline earlier this year brought out their brilliant fourth album, One Day at a Time. However, the deluxe version of the new album, One Day at a Time, is being released on November the 20th. And along with that, we've got a brand new single, It's Everyone Changes, featuring Gabrielle Aplin. Gabrielle Aplin and Steve from Codeline join me on the line. How are you guys?
Hello.
Hey. Yeah, really good.
I'm good. Before we get to the album, Steve, I want to talk a little bit about this song, because this is an interesting song. This song on its own had over 750,000 streams, and it's a beautiful song, but it's almost like it needs that female duet voice, and that's where Gabrielle came into it.
Yeah, well, I think the song, as we were recording it, like in my head, I kept saying to the guys that this would be great if it was a duet, because it's kind of like a... it's like a love story, like a breakup type song, you know, and I just thought a girl coming in the second verse would be amazing. And luckily enough, Gabrielle agreed to do it. And you know how big of a fan I am of your voice as well. So, yeah, it was awesome.
I love it. Yeah, and they were actually super kind. They sent me all the tunes. I picked that one as well. So it all kind of landed perfectly. Yeah, I love it.
I think when I listen to it, there's a newfound context in the song. It's like you have that lovelorn couple, as you said, and you're identifying with what happened. You know, how did we break up? There's lovely lyrics in there. Dreaming of futures with a child and family, and in another life, maybe you and I will be walking down the aisle. These are all the memories, of course, that everyone has. This is a very personal song, because people go through the motions every time they have a breakup, and there's always someone special who gets left behind. And I think that with that brilliant dynamic that both you and Gabrielle have, Steve-O, when you do this song together, it's just, you can feel it. You can feel the couple there. It's a very personal song, and it captures what Codeline do perfectly. That personal resonance with relatable, intimate themes.
Yeah, well, it is. I suppose the song does really lend itself to a breakup. And to be honest, when I heard Gabrielle's second verse, I was thinking, maybe you just take the whole song and I'll just sing more.
I kind of saw it as like really hopeful as well, and just kind of matter of fact, like stuff ends because we change and that's inevitable. And like even the lyrics in the first half of the chorus, I thought it was kind of like, you know, I can be, I'm everything. Well, I'm not going to be everything that you need, but everyone changes, so maybe I can be. But also at the same time, everyone's changed, and maybe we both change at the same time. So I think it, for me, it's just like a nice little like story version of like how time moves and how life moves. For me anyway, I thought it was, I love it.
Yeah, well, not that, that's kind of the idea of it. Like there's another song we have called Moving On, which is, it was like a B-side thing, but it's a similar story. It's kind of like you're breaking up, it's over, but there is that little bit of hope, you know, that possibly in the future you might meet together.
But is it actually like,
But yeah, no, that's kind of what the song is. Yeah. So, I mean, the way you sang it is awesome, and it really added so much to it. So, appreciate that.
You guys do this phenomenally well. And there is that similar theme between Codeline and Gabrielle with your music as well. The likes of Losing Me, Home, Waking Up Slow, Lost in the Thick of It, which you did with the Coronas as well. They're like these songs, these for me, you have a wonderful way of capturing emotion in your voice. And Steve, you have that as well. So you do complement each other with that. So best of luck with the track. It is out now at the moment. Steve, finally a physical copy of One Day at a Time. Are you delighted?
Yeah, I mean, earlier on the year, like we finished our album and we were getting ready to release it properly, tour like everybody else and promote it. But then the lockdown happened and it was too late for us to actually get some physical copies in. So we just released it digitally, as you know. And throughout the year, we've been saying, yes, we're going to release a physical copy, some vinyl copies as well, and a couple of extra songs on it as well, which is now happening. So yeah, finally, it's exciting for us, and hopefully our fans can get physical copies, because you can't beat a physical copy.
Yeah, and it's the deluxe version as well. You know, you got some great numbers on there. This Must Be Christmas is on there. Nice number. On the way into a time where we'll even get to celebrate Christmas. Well, at least we'll have a Christmas song. Then, of course, you got the two covers with the Rare Old Owl Times and Teenage Kicks as well. Well worthwhile checking this out. You've also announced that you guys are going to be on tour 27th of June in Malahide Castle next year, 20th of August in Belfast Custom House. Tickets are available for general sale on October the 9th. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to me. Gabrielle, how's everything going in lockdown? Are you keeping all right over there? You're still creating loads of music, yeah?
Yeah, I'm doing loads. I mean, I've kind of, I wouldn't have been writing for me at the moment anyway, because I would have been touring and stuff. So I've been working with lots of artists, which has been nice. But the thing is that everything is in this room now, which is a bit odd. And like, you know, I have fun and do fun stuff in this room, and I work in this room, even do therapy in this room on this computer. So like everything is here. So boundaries are all really blurred at the moment. I'm here like feeling like I'm doing a BIM lecture or something. But yeah, I mean, it could be way worse. I'm just grateful and yeah.
Well, keep up the creativity. Steve, you guys have been quite creative as well, too, with the stuff that you've brought out over the whole lockdown thing. Would you go back to making a few videos from lockdown again?
I think so, yeah. I mean,
You guys led the way forward in doing that in Ireland. So it was brilliant. You kicked that off.
Yeah, well, we felt kind of at the time we had to do something, you know. So obviously the streaming happened and we figured out a way to kind of play from our houses, but play together. And it worked out really well, and it's been good, and fans have reacted really well to it. So, yeah, I mean, until live gigging properly comes back, I suppose that's what we'll continue doing, or just continue coming up with new ideas and new ways to do it. So, yeah.
Well, listen, I wish you the best of luck. Gabrielle, thank you so much for taking the time out today. Wish you the best of luck with all your music, because you've had some great ones over the past few months. The current single along with Codaline is Everyone Changes. It is a beautiful song. I'm going to play it now on Today FM.
They say that the hardest thing to do is say goodbye. This is the hardest thing. We tried to stitch it up, but now I wonder why. Why is this happening to me? But I wasn't right, had another fight. We were young, but we never quite took flight. In another life, maybe you and I would be walking down the aisle dressed in white.
Darcy.
Weekdays from 2
on Today FM.